In a world full of rush and hurry, it's so important to set aside time to just be still. To reconnect that vital relationship with a God who loves and wants to be close to you. So sit back and settle in for the next few minutes. And welcome to Common Prayer.
Well, happy Saturday, my friends. This is day 22 of our journey through Lent, the end of our third full week together, kind of 3.5 weeks if you count the first week that started on Wednesday. But glad that you're joining us. Hope you had a great week. Hope you're enjoying the weekend and are enjoying maybe a little bit of time off, maybe a little slower pace, but glad that you're tuning in to follow along, to pray along with us today. Well, our word for today, I think, is fitting, particularly for me, as I take a Sabbath on Saturdays. And so my family rhythm is we shut down pretty hard on Saturdays. And so I'm obviously recording this not on Saturday. But the word for today is the word rest. And I think it is very apropos for our day and our moment, but also I think very fitting for a Saturday. And so as we begin, I want to just spend a moment in the quiet, entering into that rest in some ways. And so will you join me for just a minute of quiet and reflection? Scripture for today comes from Matthew 11, verse 28. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. You know, I don't think I can count the amount of times that I have drawn attention to the obvious fact of how fast-paced our world has become. I certainly speak about this often because it's a personal issue for me. I know as I experience just a hectic stage of life that I'm in, at the risk of preacher's hyperbole, I really believe that it is one of the top issues facing our spiritual formation today. I mean, it's just simply hard to attend to the presence of God when our pace of life just continually rushes beyond the moment. Maybe the most challenging side effect of this is that the idea of just exhaustion. Just sheer exhaustion. I think of that adjective as something that defines our culture so frequently for all sorts of different fronts. Most of us, I think we know what it means to be fatigued. We feel it in our bodies. We feel the weight and the heaviness of a daily grind. I mean, fatigue ambushes us when we work too hard, when we get up too early, when we go to bed too late, when we try to balance all the sorts of demands that hit us. Fatigue sets in with the daily 9-to-5, the folding of the 2,000th load of laundry, or the monotony of another round of dishes. I have begrudgingly joked that all parenting is just feeding kids, sweeping their mess, and then feeding them again. There is a level of fatigue that sets in from that sort of monotony. I mean, life is exhausting. And then on top of all of that, which all of us feel a level of exhaustion from that, you layer in the coronavirus, cultural pressures we've been experiencing, and no wonder our souls get skittish in the quiet. No wonder we have a hard time slowing down, stepping into the presence of God. Because our lives are wired to run at a different speed, and a speed that often slowly erodes us. Death by paper cuts, death by deadlines. This exhaustion is something we all face. I think often we wear it in our culture as a badge of honor. It's the result of, you know, in some ways it's, I think, the result of trying to live beyond our own means. I mean, we are finite creatures, and we live on a finite amount of resources and energy. And our exhaustion points to us trying to live beyond that physical, emotional, and spiritual limit. Ultimately, this was Adam's demise in the story of the fall, right? Adam was trying to live beyond his limitations. God plants him and Eve in the garden with everything available to them except these small two trees. And Adam and Eve buy the myth that they can live beyond their limitations. And so may I suggest that my overloaded schedule, our packed to-do lists, are merely the reappearances of that same story. Us trying to live beyond our limitations. Friends, our souls were not meant to bear the weight of what our modern world puts on them. We are not created to live beyond those limitations, and our exhaustion is pointing this out. And so when Jesus comes on the scene and he says, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest," cannot help but think that that is the invitation that we long for. In the midst of our daily grind, the gift and invitation is to rest. See, Jesus understands the importance that God places on rest. I mean, again, after all that God does to create and develop the world, what does he do? He rests. And so we rest too. And there's all sorts of different ingredients that comprise rest. Maybe it's Sabbath, like today is for me. Saturdays are Sabbath. Maybe it's slowing, stopping from work, sleep, embracing joyful experiences. Whatever it is, the invitation of Jesus is to recognize your limitations and learn to thrive from within them. Because without our limitations, we run ourselves ragged on the machine and the grind of modern life. And Jesus is saying, come learn a different rhythm. The offer is for us to rest, just to enter that sort of new alternative rhythm of life and embrace the gift of rest that's promised to us, a rest that will regenerate our weary hearts and our weary souls. It is rest that allows us to embrace the presence of God in the here and now. And so may we step in to that rest. Our practice for today is for you to memorize this verse and then repeat it as often as you go about your daily work. And then I'd suggest you also repeat it by going to sleep at a reasonable time. Maybe it's a nap day. For Lindsay, my wife, it is nap day. She naps on Saturdays because that is a holy rest. So maybe you take a nap, resting in the presence of God. So I want to just, in our time of prayer and reflection with the Holy Spirit, just ask one reflective question. And it's, where are you hurried? Where are you running from rest? So spend a moment settling your mind and your heart down. And I want you to hear this invitation from Jesus one more time. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. As you hear that invitation, I want you to invite the Holy Spirit to just highlight where you are weary and burdened. As the Spirit highlights those areas of weariness and burden, may you step into that invitation to rest. What is the next step you can take towards rest? Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Amen.
Common Prayer is a ministry of Central Peninsula Church in Foster City, California. You can now access and subscribe to Common Prayer episodes on the Google Podcast Store, Apple Music, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. Of course, you can always check back daily right here for episodes at cpc.org. Thanks for listening. We'll see you.